The reading this morning is from Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
I'm feeling a big responsibility this morning, because the verse of the year, it's actually verses of the year, right, yes, I have got the wrong date on there. Yes, the verse of the year is really marks us for the year. This is something that we're going to carry through the whole year, and that's why I feel a big responsibility. And it comes from listening to God, but also listening to his church. We've been talking a great deal in the leadership about vision and God's vision for us. We can continue doing the same things all the time, but we've got to have what John Stott used to call double listening. Listening to the word of God and listening to the world. And that's what we've been doing. And so, after prayer, after thinking, we have come up with this verses of the year. To trust in the Lord. Now, let me just... Nick gave you a bit of a taste that was going to see a picture of Wilma and I when we were young. 30 years ago, we went to Latin America. This is in the city of Sucre in Bolivia, where we were learning Spanish. And we have really felt God has guided us through this time, through the 30 years that we've been in ministry. And before we went, who to go with, what to get involved in, it's always very difficult to know about guidance. We talk about guidance, the term we use. And that's why we do have this verse of the year. And we're looking, and I noted very, very carefully, that Nick said that discernment was an important part of this process. Now, we discern, it is not the idea that we work things out. Discernment is a gift of the Holy Spirit. It's not something you have naturally. Wisdom may be something you get with age, but discernment is a gift of the Spirit. And this year, we are looking to God to enable us to discern what he wants for Bournes Baptist Church's future. This is why this is important. Because we want to discern what God wants. Now, do you remember the parable of the talents? And when one guy had invested 10,000 talents and got another 10,000, or invested 5,000 and got 5,000 more, and then the other one buried it in the ground because he was scared. And that's what we can do. We have a choice. We can make the same old mistakes, or we can get glorious new mistakes. And believe me, we're going to do that. There's no guarantee we'll get it right. Because we listen with deaf ears at times. And God speaks to us. And that's the only reason we can be guided, is because God speaks. And in the next 4 weeks, we're going to be talking in the services about God speaking. God is a communicating God. God is not the silent one. You don't have to seek him out to try and find his will. Remember Micah 6:8? The Lord has told you, O man, what to do. To do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. There's no guarantee we'll get it right, but we need to listen. We need to listen to God. So this is our verses. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Now, I don't want to be at Bourne Baptist Church until I die. My job here is to help you to interpret the Bible. That's my job, is to help you do it. And that's why Nick's all-age talk was so important. Memorize scripture. Do it. It's hard work. Yes, it is, because there's somebody who doesn't want you to memorize scripture, the devil. But memorize scripture is so important. And always look at context. So Proverbs is a very interesting book. The first 9 chapters of Proverbs is basically Solomon giving advice to his sons. And almost every chapter starts with, "My son, my sons, listen to my voice." Unfortunately, Solomon's sons weren't too good. Jeroboam and Rehoboam split the kingdom up. But he says, this is the context of our verse of the year. "My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and good name in the sight of God and humanity." Then you have our verse for the year. And then afterwards, you have... "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord." Do you remember what the beginning of wisdom is? Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. "And shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine." What a great promise that is. Don't drink wine. But anyway, if I did, I'm sure it would be good. So this is the context. It's repeating what is in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, isn't it? Fear the Lord. Don't lean on your own understanding. And this is, there are 4 phrases that are used. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, what you do. Don't lean on your own understanding, what you don't do. In all your ways acknowledge him, that's what you do do. And he will make your path straight. That's what he will do. So trust, don't lean on your own understanding, acknowledge him or submit to him, and he will make your path straight. And in the 4 times that we get together to pray, we'll be using this as a sort of framework. Trust, understanding, submission, and paths being made straight. So this is our verse for the year. And I'm going to go through very quickly, not going to take long, but to go through these 4 phrases. So first of all, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust is not belief. Do you remember what James says about the devil? "You believe in God? Great. So does the evil one." He believes that there's a God. He knows. But it's trust. It is reliance. It is leaning. It is not just simply, "I believe that God will do good." It is trusting that he will do good. Because trusting the Lord, and I looked it up in the Hebrew, this is God's special name, the name Yahweh. Trust in the Lord, because he's trustworthy. In Argentina, we used to have a guarantor when we got a rental contract. So if we didn't pay, then the guarantor had to pay. So God is the guarantor of his own word. Now, what better guarantor can you get than the faithfulness of God? So we can trust him. He is trustworthy. He will not let us down. And this becomes absolutely essential when we look later on in these verses. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Now, the tendency in the Western world is to think that our heart is where we feel. No. In Hebrew and in Greek, you used to feel with your bowels. "I love you, my darling, with all my bowels." Doesn't have such a ring to it, does it? But heart is everything. It's everything you are. So trust in the Lord with everything you have. So trust him with every part of your life. Work, family, future, training, what you're going to study, who you're going to marry. Everything. Trust in him for that. Because he will not mislead you. Wilma was with a different mission organization when we got engaged. And we went to talk to them. And it turned out that it probably wouldn't have fitted. But we had plenty of times when God clearly directed us through scripture, through people's words, through circumstances. And he's never let us down. It's been a very, it's been a roller coaster journey at times. But God never let us down. He was always there. And even when it was hard, he was still always there. Because he guarantees, he is the guarantor of his own word. So trust in the Lord. Trust, rely. The Lord, he is the guarantor. And with everything you have, your heart. And don't lean on your own understanding. Now, it doesn't mean take your brain out. It doesn't mean thinking. Back. Nope. But there you go. It doesn't mean not thinking. Because even when you get somebody has a word in church, and I would love to hear more of this in church, when somebody has a word in church, we just don't go, oh, right, okay, that's fine. No, we are to discern whether that word is from God or not. And you know how we know? Because we know in Scripture, from Scripture rather. So what don't lean on your own understanding basically means don't rely solely on your own understanding. Don't work things out without relying upon God. Now, when I begin to study a passage, and when I used to do essays and write papers and this sort of thing, do you know the first thing I did? Open up the commentaries. No. The first thing I did was pray. Because I said, God, lead me, please. I need your help. And I still do it. Because he guarantees that I will say the right word. Not me. It doesn't exclude thinking. In fact, it must include thinking. Reason is part of revelation. And we are looking to God. And during these corporate times of prayer, we will have a moment, we'll have moments when we will simply listen. And listen to him. And we're going to ask people to write an email. If you have a word from the Lord, write us an email so that we can discern whether this is from God. Doesn't mean we're in control. In fact, we're handing control over to God. Prayer does not give you power. Prayer takes power away from you. I'll say that again. Prayer doesn't give you power, it takes power away from you. Do you remember when the disciples kind of go, we tried to cast out this demon, Lord, couldn't do it. And Jesus says, this type only comes out through prayer and fasting. What does fasting do to you when you don't eat? Makes you weaker. Makes you rely upon God more. And that's what this is about. It's not thinking. It is about recognition that God is the Lord of wisdom. In fact, interestingly enough, in the first 9 chapters of Proverbs, there's a personification of wisdom. It says she, wisdom is female. That says something, doesn't it? Says her quite a lot, actually. Wisdom, Sophia, the Church of Holy Wisdom you've seen in Istanbul, the Hagia Sophia. And in the New Testament, Jesus is associated with wisdom. He is God's wisdom. So it is the recognition that God's wisdom is complete wisdom. Our wisdom will always be faulty. There will always be something of us in there. I've lost where my notes are. Oh, yeah, that's it. So wisdom belongs to the Lord, not to us. We borrow it for a time. And we can only do that when we trust, when we rely upon God, when we don't work it all out and plan it all out. I'm a planner. So when we started talking about vision and mission, I immediately went home and I thought, yeah, mission, the mission of the church is vision. I had it down to strategy, tactics, all of that. The elders will recognize this. That's what I do. But it's not relying upon that. It's acknowledging that God is the one who makes our path straight. In all our ways, submit to him. Literally, it's all your roads, wherever you walk. The word that's used, if you're, I don't think we've got a Derek here, have we? Derek is the word for road in Hebrew. Useless piece of information. But anyway, you can drop that into a conversation sometime. So in the Old Testament, the way of the Lord is obeying God's law, which is God's wisdom. When we looked at the 10 words, the 10 commandments, how wise they are. How incredibly wise. If we lived like that, the world would be a better place. And the word submit, that we've used the word submit because we chose that rather over than acknowledge. But acknowledge, that's what's in my mind all the time. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Knowledge, to know, is a very intimate word. And he knew his wife and she conceived. So it's that intimacy. So all your ways submitting to God is having an intimate, close, trusting relationship. One of the things that really hurts is when somebody says, don't you trust me? What have I done? God must feel the same way. Don't we trust him? Would we rather actually go our own way? And quite often, those of us who are married will know what the other person is thinking. Sometimes. I'm looking at my wife. She's looking doubtful. I will know what she's thinking sometimes. And in the sense, to acknowledge God in all your ways, acknowledge him, is the intimacy that comes from a deep knowledge that comes from intimacy with God. To trust him, to love him. And the way we love him, the way we learn to love him, the way we learn to trust him, is by reading the Bible. I mean, why my Bible's down there? But I mean, it's huge. We have the Bible in our own language, several versions. I've got a blank piece of paper I used to use and say, that's John 3:16 in about half the languages of the world. Because they don't have it. We have it and we don't read it. We know God through looking at his word, reading his word. So as Nick said, it's good to spend time every day with God. I was taught by my mum and dad to have a quiet time. And they even used to say, have you had your QT? Have you had your quiet time yet? Spending time. You don't have to have it every day in the morning before we get up. That's just legalism. But spend time in God's word, praying to him, listening to him every day. Don't miss out. It's not that everything will go wrong if you don't, but it's a process by which we learn to know and love God. It's all very basic Sunday school stuff, isn't it? And he will make your path straight. Now, I've had conjunctivitis this week, and I don't have my contact lenses in. So you're looking at a very beautiful set of blurs. And I can't see properly. I just can't see properly at the moment. But if I have a straight path and I continue walking on that path, it's okay. That's what it's about, is God will make your path straight so you can walk along it when you're blinded. Blinded by your own idiocy, your own sin, your foolishness, my foolishness, not yours. He will make your path straight. We don't need a guide if you've got a smooth, straight path. And God will make those paths straight for us. He doesn't want to force us along, to get us by the shoulders and kind of push us along. He will make our paths straight. Have you seen, you've seen that poster, haven't you? The footsteps in the sand? And he said, Lord, you know, there were two sets of footsteps in the sand. When the difficult times came, there was only one set. Why did you leave me? And God says, I didn't leave you. I just thought we'd hop for a while. No, so he carries us. Tim Vine, that was his joke, by the way. I've got to give credit where credit's due. He won't force along the path. He loves us too much to do that. But he wants us to walk with him. And that means individually, but I would say even more importantly, corporately. Because we've got lots of different voices in this church, and we have lots of people who have strong opinions. I have opinions about things I know nothing about. So you can see where I'm coming from. So, are we going to make the old mistakes, or are we going to make some new ones? Shall we make some new ones together? So, what's the point of this? Whoop. Listen. Listen to and trust in God. That can only come when you know him. Because I don't trust people I don't know. Don't have our directions sorted in our minds. Listen to God. This is about the direction of our church. And church is a people who have been called out of the world to be sent back into the world to serve it. That's our job. We're not a waiting room for heaven. We are supposed to be a revolutionary people who change the world. So individually, we need to develop this close relationship with God so we'll know his will. And that does come through hard work. It comes through reading the Bible. Read his word every day. It's a good idea. And then you start thinking like him. I do believe in memorizing scripture, but actually seeing, knowing the scriptures is important, but seeing the world through the eyes of the scriptures is much more important. So you see the world through God's eyes. You might spend a lot more time crying. He will guide us. Have no fear, brothers and sisters. He will guide us because he loves us. We've got to listen to him, listen to one another, listen to the Spirit speak through one another, and read his word. Let's pray. Lord God, we do thank you that you love us so much that you will never leave us. You'll never forsake us. You won't let us drop off the side of the road if we trust in you. And we pray that you will give us that confidence to trust in you, to just to lean upon your understanding, not to have it all worked out for ourselves. So, Lord, as we go into this month of prayer and corporate prayer times, we pray that we will be ready to trust in you with all our heart, not to lean on our own understanding, but to all our ways acknowledge you and trust you to guide our paths. In Jesus' name, amen.